time now for Berkeley Electric Cooperative Power Talk, a weekly program to educate and inform the member owners about the co-op. You'll hear tips on saving energy and what Berkeley Electric Co-op means to you. Now let's join our host, Terry Bass, for this week's program.
All righty. Good Saturday morning. Welcome to BEC Power Talk, Terry Bass. And, you know, we got to cut you into the intro. You know, it should say, now your host, Terry Bass and Libby Rowey. That's what it should say. So I apologize.
I agree.
We're going to get that fixed.
Yes.
We finally got it fixed. But we're going to fix that. We need to fix that. So good morning, Libby.
Good morning, Terry.
Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday. It's another hot day in the Lowcountry.
Yeah, but you know, we've been on below average. So will we pay for it again in hurricanes? I hope not. Yeah, but I'm enjoying a little bit of cooler than normal. But
yeah, relatively cooler.
Yeah.
But you know, I've lived in a couple places in the Midwest for several years. And when you're there, they talk about how hot and humid it is during the summer. Everybody, everywhere you go, everybody talks about how hot and humid it is.
Yeah.
And they really just don't understand how, no, it is the hottest and humidest
here
in the Lowcountry.
The hottest and humidest. I think you made a new word. I like that.
So the big difference being it never cools off at night here. You know,
right.
It's still like 80 degrees and it's 9 o'clock at night.
That's
or it's
true.
80 degrees and it's 6 a.m.
Whereas Midwest,
yeah,
it might be 90, but it goes down to 60.
So yeah.
You get, yeah.
Yeah, you get relief at some point.
You get relief. That's right.
Yeah.
You don't have to run your air conditioner at 88 like Libby likes it all the time. Not 78.
78.
No way.
78.
All right.
If you like to spend money on things you want to spend money on.
Well, with that said, I'll go with you there.
Okay.
All right. And it is still summer, even though school's fastly approaching and everything. But we want to remind you about the summer and things you can do throughout the summer to save, like you just said, some ching-ching.
Yeah, because summer here, you know, doesn't end until what, February?
That's right. It starts
in
March and ends in February. So, you know, in the middle is just idle. We just idle. That's what it is.
Fall, winter.
That's right. But summer energy saving tips, if you save energy in the summer, it probably does translate to reduced cost to the co-op. And then that means money back in your pocket potentially.
Oh yeah. So. Yeah. You know, I personally like to spend money on things I want to spend money on, not things I have to spend money on. So, but at the co-op, we want our members to use just the amount of energy that they want to use, which then translates into hopefully having money left over for fun things.
And Libby says not a penny more. Okay. Not a penny more. Wow, look at there. Awesome stuff. I just saw something that was real awesome on the TV screen. I can't get into it, but yeah. Anyway,
focus, Terry. Focus. We're recording.
I'm focused. I'm focused. But that was good news. Just like these summer energy saving tips. Let's talk heating and cooling. I've asked this before, and I've probably forgotten on purpose. I don't want to know, but I do want to know. Heating and cooling. How much of that is wrapped up into annual energy costs?
So when we're trying to educate our members to use just the right amount of energy for them, the best ways to cut back on energy is to look at your biggest energy users. So no surprise, on an annual basis, about half of your energy cost is running your heating and cooling.
Wow. So just to be comfortable, if you will.
Yeah, just to be safe and comfortable, you know, because in the summertime, it gets so hot, it's not safe for a lot of people.
Okay.
And similar in the wintertime, it gets cool to where you need the heat.
I got you. Well, I feel a little better now because you want people to be safe.
Yes.
At least they don't have to set the thermostat to 88 at night or 90.
Oh, no.
No. So. Mm. Yeah. So Libby does have some mercy here.
Well, we do want people to be comfortable in their homes, of course.
Right.
But and knowing what the optimal temperature to set your thermostat at, you can certainly choose to go above that or below that.
Right.
But you're making a decision to do that rather than just making possibly a mistake.
Okay, so Libby's like the Fauci of energy now.
Yeah, I'm going to give you the information. Yes. Do with it what you will.
Well, hopefully do better than with our other guy that people aren't listening to. But
yeah, well, it's another show.
That is. But 50% of your annual cost, and Libby just said, you know, obviously it's relative because what we just started the show with, about was talking about relative conditions. So you're giving them the baseline, if you will, of what's going to save you the most money.
Sure.
And chances are that's going to keep you comfortable too and safe, because at the end of the day, you don't need as much as you think in terms of maybe setting that temperature. You know, do you really know that you set your AC on 68 when it's supposed to be your heat? See, don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get it flipped.
Yeah.
But some of the things that help that energy cost. Let's run through some of those things as it relates to the ways to get to those energy savings.
So your heating and cooling is on an annual basis half of your energy cost.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really important that the unit is working properly,
working
efficiently.
Yep.
So that way the energy it's using is at a minimum and it's doing what you would expect it to do. So after you figured out that your unit's working properly, you want to make sure that that ductwork connecting the unit to your home is well sealed and functioning properly, that all that hard paid for cooler or warm in the wintertime air is actually getting into your room.
Yes, no need to have a very comfortable crawl space that you're never in.
Yeah.
Even though, I've seen these commercials that talks about the crawl space, but ultimately, you don't want your air going in there.
Yeah, the raccoons do not care.
Yes, they don't. Exactly.
Yeah.
My point exactly. But so unit working properly, duct work sealed up, pressurized, sealed up properly.
Yep.
Anything else? Like, I see something about leaking, a home leaking. How does a home leak?
Well, all of our homes cannot be sealed 100%.
Well, yeah.
So,
door entrances and cracks.
Sure.
Nooks and crannies is what they used to call it.
Right. But with regard to the actual HVAC unit, you want to make sure that the ductwork's not leaking air. You know, a lot of times animals can get in there and rip holes, big or small. And so we really do recommend that about once a year have a licensed technician come in and check your system and give it maybe a little once over, just to save you some heartache down the road.
Right.
You know, it seems like when an air conditioner is going to go out,
it's the worst time.
It's 95 degrees outside.
Yeah. Oh.
And heat index of 120 or something.
Yeah. The timing is always perfectly imperfect. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. So those are things, practical things you can do.
Sure. Yeah.
Another practical thing that you can do is that temperature setting. Libby put it. She gives me great notes, y'all. And she makes sure, it looks like that you've got the numbered font bigger than the words here. Set your thermostat to 78 degrees or warmer. Wait a minute. You just said a minute. No, okay.
So when you're not home, you can get a programmable thermostat and set it up a few degrees.
Okay.
Well, you know, why, if you don't want to air condition the raccoons in your crawl space, you know, why are you air conditioning the ghosts while you're at work?
You just gave two people nightmares now. Two people, not one, but ghost and raccoon.
Yeah. Next, we have ghost raccoons.
But setting the thermostat 78 degrees or warmer, each degree is about $10 more per month in spending.
Right. So that's where I'm giving you information you can choose to use or ignore. If you like your air at 72 degrees, just know that 6-degree swing is going to cost you at least $60 more a month, depending on the type of home you have, the size of the home you have, and like we talked about, how well sealed your home is. If you're leaking air all over the place,
then it could be more.
Yeah, it could be $150 more a month. So a lot of factors go into that, but just know 1 degree, about $10.
Yes. So not 6 degrees of separation from money from wallet, but yeah. just 1 degree to yes. cost you money. So that makes sense. I mean, these are practical, once again, summer energy saving tips, and they work. That's the thing about it. It's not yeah. like we're just putting something out there and it's not tried and true and tested, but these things work. And ultimately, if you do them, you listen to Libby, which you should, then you're going to save money.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, these are not things that you have to go out and buy special equipment for. If you don't have a programmable thermostat, you can still move it up and down yourself,
right.
or you can get real fancy and control it from your phone if you have
that's
a fancy thermostat.
You probably can do that.
Yeah.
You got iPhones and Androids. They do everything else.
Yeah, yeah, except for clean your house.
One day.
One day.
Yes. Here's something else that's a great tip. Fans, ceiling fans, window fans, or standalone fans.
Mm-hmm.
Fans make a big difference.
They do. And, you know, we talk about when it gets cold outside, wind chill, that, oh, it's 30 degrees outside, but with a wind chill of 25. Mm-hmm. You know, all that is what we're talking about doing inside your home during the summertime. Mm-hmm. As air circulates and you have something that moves the air.
Right.
Outside in the wintertime, it's the wind. But inside your home, if you've got
a
ceiling fan or any other kind of fan, it's going to make the room feel cooler because of the air moving over your skin.
I've had to learn to sleep with a ceiling fan. And I don't, my only other option is sleep in the other room. So I've gotten accustomed, you know, I've gotten accustomed.
Yeah, and, you know, we practice what we preach at home, and my thermostat set at 78 all summer.
Okay.
And the ceiling fans, I got to say, I made a believer out of my husband. He was skeptical at first, but is completely comfortable, and he's very hot-natured.
Okay, wow, okay. Well, hot-natured is the reason why my ceiling fan is on 24/7.
Yep.
And, you know, we had a little mini heat wave recently, and I noticed the setting went up, and I was like, is that higher? And my wife said, yeah, I cranked it up, but you can cut it back down. She gave me an option, so
yeah,
I did.
Well, the good news is running a ceiling fan 24 hours a day, I would argue you don't need to run it if you're not in the room, because it's not lowering the temperature, it's just making it feel cooler.
Yeah.
But running a ceiling fan is so much less expensive than bumping down the thermostat a couple of degrees.
Very good tip. That's true. Absolutely. Here's another thing. Tell us about this. Closing your blinds or curtains to sun-facing windows during the day?
Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah. And the opposite's true in the wintertime. You open them during when the sun's pouring in.
The sunlight in.
Yeah.
Okay.
But at my home, I take it a step further. I've got some of those thermal curtains, kind of blackout-type curtains. And I've got those installed. My son, who is also hot-natured, his room is upstairs, so there's no trees to shade it. And it just pours in that hot sunlight all summer long.
Mm-hmm.
So we put those little insulating curtains on the inside of the window.
Thermal curtains.
Mm-hmm. You buy them at Lowe's.
I'm learning something new.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But it also helps make the room darker, too, because the days are longer.
Right.
In my household, we go to bed before it's dark. So
okay.
So it helps.
Even in the summer?
Well, definitely in the summer. The longest time, it doesn't
well,
get dark
true.
Till after 9.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but.
Well, now I know at 3 a.m., I know who's up having early breakfast. Libby and the crew. But thermal curtains.
It'll block the heat out.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And in the wintertime, it keeps the heat that you've dearly paid for, in the room.
Okay.
So it keeps heat from transferring through the window.
Okay. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, Saturday morning, BEC Power Talk, and we're talking summer energy saving tips because I know we're on the back half of summer, but remember, Libby says summer doesn't really end till February for us. So there's still many warm days still ahead.
Yes.
I'm wishing for cooler days, but
yeah.
Sooner or later, it has to happen.
Yeah, February will be here before you know it.
Yep. There you go. Also, as we talk about energy summer saving tips, we've gone through some great ones. Hopefully, you're taking notes out there. Here's a few. Let you run through these. Plant trees in the right place, in not in your house.
Won't do you any good in the house.
Plant. I thought we were saying plants, but no, plant trees outside to know how to get the canopy you want.
Yeah.
Okay.
Makes sense. Depending on where the sun is hitting your house during the heat of the day in the summertime, you want a nice big tree. Now, granted, you got to look up, look for power lines. You don't want to plant a big tree species under a power line because ultimately we're going to have to come chop the top of it off anyway.
Right.
But if you're not near any power lines, you want that nice big tree to be shading your home. So it'll create a cooling effect that you don't have to pay for.
Okay.
But in the wintertime, more importantly, it has the opposite effect. Those leaves will drop. And it'll let the sunshine shine through and warm your home.
Okay.
So you're getting free shade in the summer and free sunlight in the winter.
Look at her. I never thought of it that way, but that makes a lot of sense. And ultimately, it's money back in your pocket if you do some of the things. So listen to Libby. Hey, that could be the new name of the show. Listen to Libby. Also, planting trees, a great thing, and that makes you your
wallet happy.
Your wallet and your home looks better. And value of your home and everything. Trees add a lot of value, so that's more money. Let's talk about this. Skip the oven.
Yeah. Every time I turn on the oven in the summertime, I'm like, oh.
Yeah, because people don't realize, even though all that 425 degrees is inside a closed space, you do have to open it up. And that hot air jumps out as soon as you do it.
Yeah.
It doesn't just stay in the oven. It does have to escape. And where does it escape? Into your home, right?
Yeah, and it does warm your kitchen, and ultimately you're warming your kitchen only for your HVAC to cool it.
Right.
So if you are going to roast a chicken in the oven, maybe you do it on the grill instead. So that way you're not bringing that heat inside your home.
Yes.
You can enjoy the great outdoors.
And you do it in February.
Yeah. And again, the opposite's true in winter.
It makes a lot of sense. We've talked about the AC system. Once again, try to keep it. I'd put it to you like this. That's the workhorse of your house.
Oh, yeah.
So just like they treat the horses downtown, you ever notice when it's real hot, they rest them more and things like that. Same thing with your AC system. Because just because it can work 24/7, no one I know sets it to on and expects it to last the same amount of time as if they set it to auto where it cuts on and off.
Sure.
Could you imagine if it's just on continuously? That wouldn't, no. Bad idea.
Yeah, you wouldn't like that bill either.
You wouldn't like that bill, and you'd be replacing it in half the time.
Yeah.
Other tips as far as the AC system, so you're not overworking it. Filters, change them regularly.
Yeah, and buy the cheap ones, guys.
Hey, look here. Okay.
Yeah, the thicker it is, and the harder it is for your system to push that air through it.
Right.
So, you know, unless you have some sort of
like
breathing condition. Just go to Lowe's and buy a three-pack.
Three-pack for $4.99.
Yeah.
I just did.
Yeah. And truly, the cheaper ones are harder to find. I've been to the other, like, Walmarts and stuff, and they really want to sell you the expensive ones.
Yeah.
But I know Lowe's definitely has them.
You have to crawl under the display. Oh, they're over there. You're right.
Yeah. But the air will pass through. It'll still, you know, catch the dust particles and things like that. But your system doesn't have to work as hard to use those filters.
Because a lot of people don't understand how HVAC works. It's air being conditioned, but it's the air that's already there. It's not generating new air.
Yeah.
It's just cycling air. And like you said, the less work for that horse, the better.
Yeah. And every 60 days, make sure you're swapping in a new one.
Okay.
So, and as you're changing them more regularly, that's another reason why it's good to buy the cheap ones, because you can get one for 99 cents or $2 versus $10.
$14.99. But also, make sure the air filter is inserted properly. There's an arrow on there, so it tells you which way. And remember the flow on the, what they call it, the send and the return.
Mm-hmm.
So the send is where the air gets sucked in.
Mm-hmm.
So the arrow should be pointing up.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the return is the vents where it comes out.
Yeah.
So, hey, look at there.
Yeah, speaking of vents.
Qualify for HVAC now.
Yeah. But speaking of the vents, make sure nothing's blocking the vents. You don't want furniture on top of your vents. Again, that's just...
That's wasting what you have.
Yeah, the vents are set up for the size of system you have in your house. And when you start blocking that, it just throws things out of balance. And
that's right.
Again, your system's going to have to work harder or be not as efficient.
That's right. And, and a lot of people, that's probably the number one problem where people don't realize, you know, you got a couch. Well, you got a vent under there.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to speak as a HVAC guy now, but I don't know if it's better to, if you were to block it, to close that vent off, so at least the air would go in the other areas or what? I don't know. That's a good question for another time.
Okay. But we'll look into it.
We will, but don't block the AC vent, okay? That's the quick answer right now.
Yeah.
Once again, Berkeley Electric Power Talk, here to help you prevent summer overheating your finances. I like
that.
There you go. We don't want burnt crispy dollar bills because you overheated them, all right? They're not as good at the store when they're, you know, I don't know. But what are some of the other things that Berkeley Electric has in place? And you have some great things. I guess I'll start. Like Smart Hub, would that be one of those things?
Yeah. So Berkeley Electric is a member-owned cooperative. We're not-for-profit. So we really strive to educate our members. And Smart Hub is a really tremendous tool. Not only can you pay your bill, you can monitor your usage daily, hourly. It's just so great. I pull up my account at least once a week just to kind of see how my behavior changes things. You know, we had some company over last week, and I bumped that thermostat down to 75.
Look at here.
And it was during that heat spell, and it doubled my usage that day. My kilowatt hour usage that one day was twice what it normally is. And I'm like,
Teacher, I thought you were sharing that to show that Libby can bend a little bit. But she's like, no, see, I bumped it down and my usage went up.
Well,
so warning. But I understand.
Yeah, it was part of the cost of hosting companies.
Okay.
So happy to do it, but
okay, there you go.
It definitely
showed. You saw the difference.
You can also overlay weather patterns and really see how your household's using energy and make adjustments as needed.
Right.
You know, that information is so valuable to be able to make changes and save yourself some energy and money.
Okay. And obviously Libby is expert at it. I mean, your lifestyle, you're telling me. So you're not bragging. This is the real Libby. I mean, she does this stuff.
It all goes back to, I like to spend money on things I want
yes.
to spend money on.
I have very nice jackets you're wearing. Oh, well, that's the company jacket. Never mind. But I understand.
Yeah.
Who wants to, your hard earned money should go to a vacation occasionally or
a nice dinner out at one of our fine restaurants.
Absolutely.
Yes. So,
absolutely. But not.
Not the electric bill.
Yeah, you can do it the other way now.
Yeah. I pay my fair share and nothing more.
There it is. But Smart Hub is there to help you. Also, human beings, energy advisors.
Yeah. Yeah. If something's going on in your home, whether it's your bill's just higher than you would like it to be, or whether there's some sort of crisis point where you're experiencing a spike in usage, give us a call. You can call just our main line and saying, I'm having trouble with my house. I'd like to have somebody come out and look at it.
Mm-hmm.
We have certified technicians on our staff who will come out to your house, and they are the nicest people on the planet.
That's right.
Sam Powerman Gillens.
He is.
The nicest guy. And
I remember
Loretta. Loretta Moore is new to our team, and they are just tremendous.
Okay.
And they will come look around at your heating and cooling system, your hot water heater. Sam actually found, he was at a member's home a few months ago and couldn't figure out why their usage was higher than it should be.
Okay.
The hot water was running into the toilet tank to flush the toilet.
What?
So that's so expensive. You don't need hot water to flush your toilet.
No, you don't.
But so they're looking around, and Sam, I don't know what possessed him to check it, but he stuck his hand in. There's hot water in the tank. And they made some quick adjustments and saved that member a lot of money because it added up over time. So, yeah.
How were their showers?
Depends on when the toilet was flushed.
Yeah,
last,
that's
I guess.
What I was saying. Those showers might have been cooler than they expected, but. Yeah, I've never heard of that. Hot water in the
toilet.
Wow.
Yeah, in the toilet tank.
Well,
so
they had the cleanest toilets around.
Yeah.
But wasting a lot of energy and then money.
Yeah, so they can poke around and look for, they'll set up a blower door test.
No
for
pun
you.
Intended.
Yeah, no.
He's like, okay. That's a good story, but next time we have him in, I'm going to.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to have to share that one again.
Yeah. But, so, you know, there's some common things that happen. You know, sometimes we see the heat strips on your heating and cooling unit is running while the air conditioner is running. And that's that's causing you a lot of energy loss there. So so there's some things that they look at to troubleshoot. But, you know, every once in a while we get a surprise like hot water in the toilet tank. But
and what about those what do they call this? It's not a pressured blow door.
Blower door. Yeah. So they'll set up a system literally in your door.
Yeah.
And what it does is it exaggerates the air pull in your house. So then they can walk around and see where leaks are.
I got you.
And some of these are low cost adjustments that you can make.
That's right. And remember, members, a lot of these things you wouldn't have to pay extra for.
Yes, Berkeley Electric members do not pay a dime if Sam or Loretta come over to your house and do an energy audit. Again, these are certified individuals, and it's a more than $250 value.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah,
man, we're having so much fun. We have a blow door test right now. We're gonna blow through some other things. That's really quick. Well, you know, rebates are available. Time of day rates are available. That's like within the Smart Hub app. A lot of things that you can do.
With the Smart Thermostat, we're offering a $300 rebate for that. So basically, how that works is the unit costs you $150. When you install it, we send you back the $150. So you get a free thermostat. And then over the course of the next 3 years, you get a $50 rebate on each year's bill for 3 years. And that's just for installing it. We do a little bit of load control on the devices during peak usage time.
Okay.
So we might hijack your, we will hijack your thermostat a few times a month. And but that helps us overall reduce demand and save all of us money. And because we're charged by demand on the electrical system.
Right.
So it helps us keep our rates low.
Okay.
But these are snazzy thermostats. They'll even play music.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Look at there. Don't take my jobs.
Yeah.
Don't do it. But you can get all this information at Berkeley Electric Coop or COOP, berkeleyelectric.coop, right?
Yep. Check out all the, you know, the thermostat program is just one that we have, but we have loan programs too. If you need some major upgrades, we can get you a nice low interest loan after Sam and Loretta come to your house and help you pay for those things. And then they're put right on the bill. And that program's designed to where the note payment should be less than what.
Okay.
It should be more than what the savings is.
I got you.
So it offsets itself.
It's designed to save you. Now we've got about a minute left. So we're going to give you a quick public service announcement because we've talked about your house and your bill, but let's talk about you.
Yes.
Heat stress. We don't want you to have that. So when the heat index is out, we know that means it's hotter. It feels hotter, but the effect of the feels hotter is dangerous.
Yes.
So.
Yes. So the heat index refers to the temperature and the humidity.
That's right.
Outside. So the higher the heat index, obviously, the more at risk you are. So
lots of water.
Yeah. Drink tons of water. And water is the key.
You got time.
Okay.
Real quick.
Yeah. So avoid sodas, things with caffeine, because that's only going to dehydrate you. Take lots of breaks if you're outside working and you're not used to working outside.
There you go.
But if you start to get a headache, you're nauseated or you start to feel weak, mm-hmm. go on inside and maybe finish up for the day.
There it is. Because we want you to be around to hear the next Berkeley Electric Power Talk, don't we?
Yeah, with Terry and Libby.
That's a great way to close out. Have a great Saturday.